T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
April 24th. Now, 3 big things. 3. Wichita City Council discusses emergency response times. Also, domestic violence.
2.
Nearly a dozen people poisoned by carbon monoxide in North Wichita.
1.
Kansas gasoline prices stable but expected to go up. 3 big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Have a traffic accident now. Watch out. Southbound I-135, 53rd Street North. We had a traffic accident there, so watch out for that. And we've already got a traffic slowdown. Again, that one is a vehicle fire. And this is the ramp from southbound I-235 to Seneca, southwest Wichita there. Traffic on KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman. And online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 50. Thursday, sunny with a high of 74. Now fog, mist, calm, and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday. That's today with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Now, the Baxter Money Minute, once joining your employer's 401k plan, can you just forget about it?
Generally, no, that's not a good idea. Your plan decisions are not a one-and-done deal. Once you join your plan, determine your contribution amount and choose investments. You can feel confident that you've taken some smart first steps. However, any successful retirement savings strategy depends on regular reviews and periodic changes to keep up with your changing lifestyle. So take a look at what your 401k looks like and be sure to check in on it on a regular basis.
Don and Justin Baxter host the Money Planning Hour Sunday mornings at 9 on KNSS. Hey, the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Do you use Wichita's public transit? Do you ride the bus? Here are the results so far. Yes, 3%. Very occasionally, 11%. No, 86%. So among the people who visit our website and participate in the poll, Ted, Steve and Ted poll question, almost 9 out of 10 say they do not use the bus.
That's pretty much what you'd expect.
I guess so. Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Ford is sinking $500 million into electric vehicle startup Rivian, in a deal that has the companies working together on a new generation of Ford vehicles based on Rivian underpinnings. Ford will become a minority partner in Rivian, which is based just outside of Detroit, and recently rolled out a new electric pickup truck and an SUV that will go on sale late next year. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says in a statement that the partnership will bring a fresh approach to Ford's intelligent and electric vehicles, says Rivian will benefit from Ford's manufacturing expertise and resources. So, news there from Ford. And the S&P closed at a record high Tuesday, up 25 points, surpassing the peak it set last September, recouping all the ground it lost in a nosedive last year.
Wow, okay.
NASDAQ also closed at a record high, up 105 points. Increases credited to greater confidence in the economy and reassurances that the Federal Reserve is unlikely to raise interest rates this year. The Dow rose 145 points.
All right.
Coming up on 7:51 now, Steve and Ted, and 737 troubles in Boeing stock. That's what we're talking about today with Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Boeing company suppliers said the troubles with the 737 MAX program could impact Boeing's earnings as much as 10 cents a share. They were right. Boeing released its first quarter report this morning. Earnings per share down 10%, net earnings down 13%. The Wall Street reaction so far has been positive. Boeing shares are up in pre-session trading. The Hilton Garden Inn has received another deadline extension. The hotel originally scheduled to be open in March of 2018. The new extension granted by the Wichita City Council September 1st. The city deadlines are related to the creation of a 2016 community improvement district that includes the building and a parking lot to the east. And another appointment for the president of WSU Tech, Sherry Utash, now a member of the board of directors of the American Association of Community Colleges. Utash is one of 10 new members who will join the board July 1st. Utash is also a member of the Trump administration's American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. The AACC represents 12 million U.S. students. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So what do you recommend there, Bill? If I've got Boeing stock, should I sell it or buy? Should I buy Boeing stock? What should I do?
Well, I can I can't give any advice.
No, you can't, no.
But if you always buy low and sell high,
strong,
that's the main thing.
Strong company, in spite of the bad publicity about the 737, still a very, very strong old company and crucial to Wichita's economy, the spirit people do all the work for Boeing. So we watch that stock closely. I bet there are a lot of people in this area who probably own Boeing stock, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, even though we're not a Boeing town anymore, Boeing's gone, but we are a spirit town, And so a lot of people still have that Boeing stock.
Well, today is National Administrative Professionals Day, also known as Secretary's Day or Admin Day. Of course, recognizes the work of secretaries, administrative assistants, receptionists, and other administrative support professionals. We like to salute those folks every year on this
you
day.
You bet. So many times they're unsung heroes.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering how as far as administrative assistants, whether that job is kind of going away. I mean, people don't write letters anymore much, even CEOs, right. I don't think, and they communicate different ways. But you still have to have my opinion. Of course, my wife worked as an administrative assistant for most of her career. And my observation of that is, okay, somebody has to do the work in that office.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And I'm not denigrating CEOs or, the people who lead companies.
Sure you are.
But some of them are pretty much saying, I'm going to make all the decisions and somebody else do all the work. That's kind of the observed. Anyway, we salute the administrative professionals. Now, the other thing is that some of these people who work as the assistant have a lot of responsibility and not much authority to back it up. So if you are an admin, you always got to have a boss there who's going to say, hey, whatever this person says, that's me talking, and you jump. And so
back up.
That's the way it's got to work. Administrative professionals. Of course, we got a receptionist here. Kathy's been. How long has Kathy been with us? Well, she was here when we came here.
Yeah,
right?
She predates us. She's
Kathy Buss.
She's doing a great job for many, many years.
Out there answering the phones. And, of course, I can't get her to bring me coffee, but,
Well,
that's a mark in her favor.
But I can't get Ted to bring me coffee.
Well, heck no.
No, the thing is, actually, I wouldn't ask. I've never asked anybody to do that. It's something that I can handle myself. All right.
Right.
Admin day. Thank you, Bill. 7:55 now. Save with Steve at 10 in the 8 o'clock hour. 8 people run down by a car in California. Apparently, a deliberate act. That story coming up here at 8 o'clock. Ted's got sports coming.
The continued revamp of the Chiefs' defense. We'll take a look at one of the newcomers coming up in sports.
Plus, you've got entertainment news on the way with the Blur.
Jam-packed edition of entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. Do not miss it.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.